In our institute, we celebrate the miraculous medal. This is the anniversary, actually, of when Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine Labouret in 1830 and asked her to have this medal struck. And so in our institute, we celebrate that as feast. And we can understand why we would do that. We understand exactly what the medal was called in its originally. It was not called the Miraculous Medal. It was called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. And it was actually, Our Lady made that request to St. Catherine some 24 years before the dogma was defined. But she was already indicating exactly what St. Maximilian would come to promote something, well, nearly 100 years later, actually. And that is that once the dogma is defined, what is the next step? That is to make it lived. To live Our Lady's immaculateness. And that's what our Lord was telling us when elsewhere in the Gospel. He tells us to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We must be immaculate as Our Lady. Live that immaculateness. First, we seek her intercession, and she offers it, and that's what we see in the Gospel passage we just heard. In fact, it is our Lord works his first miracle, which St. John calls signs, his signs, the sign of his divinity, and that he is here to care for us. He is here for us. The first of his signs. This is the wedding feast of Cana, and it was operated at the direct request of our Blessed Mother, of Our Lady, at her intercession. And that is exactly, this is where, how it came to be known as the Miraculous Medal. How many, because of the numerous miracles that have been worked by this medal, by the faithful use of this medal, and praying the prayer, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you. Now you have in one phrase exactly what I have just been compounding here. The fact that she is the Immaculate Conception, and secondly, that she is interceding for us, and we are asking that intercession. And she does so very powerfully. And she has many, many times. So many that it became to be known as the Miraculous Medal. And we can also reflect on a little bit on the symbols on the medal. In the front, we actually see Our Lady with her arms extended out towards the globe and the rays coming from her hands. It seems to me, if I remember correctly, and originally it was she was actually holding up the globe. But this is how it came to be struck, with her hands out and the rays coming from her hands, from the rings on her fingers, extending towards the globe. That image came to be known as Our Lady of Grace, which is one of the most popular images we have of our Blessed Lady. But here she is extending her motherly intercession to all of us. Proves also she's mediatrix of all graces. And she told St. Catherine, those rays that you see coming from my fingers, the rings on my fingers, are the graces I bestow on the world. But now St. Catherine also noted there are rings there with nothing coming from them. And she asked Our Lady, well, what are those? He said, those are the graces I have to bestow that nobody asks for. Once again, pointing back to the fact that God does not go against our free will. He gave us that free will to let us choose him, and he won't go against it. He would defeat himself if he did. Why give us a free will if he's going to force us not to use it? He wants us to choose him. He wants us to ask those graces. That's what that's telling us. And we must ask them. Now on the reverse of the medal, we see the M, which represents, of course, Mary, surmounted by the cross on a bar. And under the bar, you have the two hearts. Actually, two hearts are united with the bar. The Sacred Heart of our Lord and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Showing the unity of those two hearts. and the unity of our most blessed, because we see both hearts are aflame. The heart of our Lord, Sacred Heart, pierced, pierced and bleeding from the wound. And the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady, well then the Sacred Heart is also crowned with thorns, you see it surrounded by thorns. And the Heart of Our Lady, aflame with love, that's the flame of love they have for us, right, pierced. But also, and also showing her love for us, united with his love for us. That shows that unity of the two hearts, even in the act of our redemption. Our Lady stood near the cross. She was offering that sacrifice along with our Lord. The mystical martyrdom, we might say, united with our Lord, offering that sacrifice for the love of us. Shows that unity then, of those two hearts. And that flame of love, that love so intense for us, that desire for us to choose them, to go to them, to run to them, and seek our Blessed Lady's intercession. Recall also at the cross, our Lord in his last will and testament gave to us through St. John, our Blessed Lady as our mother. Behold your mother. And another interesting note, as we heard it in this gospel today, he uses the word woman. Woman, what is that concern of yours to me? And he uses the same word again at the cross. Woman, behold your son. And then behold your mother. When he uses the word woman, now he's addressing his own mother. But when he uses the word woman, you understand it in the original sense, in the sense of the original Greek, it is a word of royalty. He's addressing her as royalty. He's exalting her. He's not deriding her, he's exalting her. He's pointing to the fact that she is the queen mother, which is, particularly in ancient Hebraic usage, was one of the most highest titles one could have. She was the one that interceded before, the mother was the one who interceded before her son, the king, on behalf of the people. That's exactly what Our Lady is and what she does. She is the queen mother. And she is interceding for all of us. And that is why she asked and gave us this gift of her miraculous medal, that we would, by this means, ask her intercession, her motherly intercession, and she intercedes before us, before the throne of God, and her son will not say no to his mother. And so let us then make use of that medal. Let us reflect on this great gift that we have. This sign of Our Lady's intercession for us before the throne of God. And make use of that. Turn to her. Beg her intercession. And let her work the same miracles on us. That is, unite us with her divine Son and bring us home to paradise. With her and with her son forever. Praise be Jesus and Mary.